You do that often?
Mm-hmm. I hate for a nightmare to get on me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody to touch me, somebody to touch me, I don't wake up, but anybody here to touch me, I just have to lay to get off on me.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you might say that you were dreaming about something, but all of a sudden you...
go into a nightmare.
And if somebody touches you, you say that you...
I don't wake up.
What if I brought my foot down real heavy on the floor like that? You'd say that,
stone?
Or let's say if a boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home after it was over, what might he ask her? He might say, well, may I...
Yes, my company accept his home with you. That's what they used to say to me.
Is that right? What about if your car got stuck out in the mud somewhere? You might ask somebody to take a rope or a chain and put it on your bumper and...
pull it out.
Or you might ask somebody to get behind you and give me a...
sure, push it on.
If you had to carry something that was just real heavy, say a heavy suitcase,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying just I had to carry that thing, you might say I had to...
No. Heavy, I couldn't tell you, I know that.
Uh-huh. What about if you were cooking something in the kitchen on the stove and there were a lot of children in the kitchen, you might say to them, well, now that stove's very hot, so...
Yeah, you get burned or something.
In other words, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you needed something that was on the other side of the room, you might tell me, well, why don't you go
get it? Go get it for me.
Go get it and
bring it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I don't know if you played this when you were little, but there were games that you could play where the children would chase each other. You know, tag each other and all this. And there was usually a place that you could run to where you'd be safe. What did you call that?
Oh, jumping anchors.
And what did you call the place that you could run to and be safe where they couldn't tag you?
Oh, what do you mean, hide and seek? Was that the game you're talking about?
Uh-huh. I'm just thinking about it might be a tree or something that you could go and hold on to and they couldn't touch you there. So the tree would be the... you ever heard it called the base or something like that? Or...
oh, I know. You're talking about house spy.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, hide and seek.
I see.
House spy. And if you make it home before they...
mm-hmm.
to touch you, you're safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about if I throw a ball to you, you're supposed to...
catch it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And if I did catch it and somebody asked me, well, did you catch that? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if they were asking you about it,
mm-hmm.
say, did you catch that? You might say, yeah.
Yeah, I caught it.
Mm-hmm. What about if we're supposed to meet in town sometime? I might say, well, now if I get there first, I'll...
well, I'll see you.
Mm-hmm. Or if I get there before you do, I'll...
call you or something.
Or maybe I'll wait.
Wait for you.
Or let's say if your husband had a man that worked for him. And he just wasn't doing his job, just being lazy.